Yes.
If I heard you correctly, you said the four traits that Buddha mentioned that was to be, you know, like the four traits of success and Tundra, the first one?
The four bases of success. It's called the Idipada. Also useful for the business world as well as they're sort of morally neutral. So whether it's to do something wholesome, unwholesome, or neutral, these four things are needed. So the first one is chanda, interest, enthusiasm, desire, so that the sense of engaging the attention with a particular area to cook a meal or to put up a building or to train your mind. Then the second one is virya, so that's energy. Not just being interested, but actually to engage and get active to follow up on that interest, that intention. And then the third one is citta, which in this respect means thinking things through. Okay, I want to cook a meal. What do I need? What are the ingredients? What have I got? What have I not got? How am I going to do this? Those three all work together. So chanda, virya, and citta. To be interested, to engage with energy, and to think about what it is that you want to do and how you want to do it. Then the fourth one is called reviewing. Vimamsa is the Pali word. So that's after having followed the first three, putting those into action, then what was the result? Did you manage to cook a meal? What state is your mind in? Did you manage to put up a building or rob a bank, whatever it was you were aiming to do? So the Vimamsa is part of the feedback process, okay? What was the result of that effort that was made? Did it come to a good result? Did it not? Did it benefit myself and others? Did it not? What was the effect? So those are the four, chanda, virya, citta, vimamsa, the four bases of success, or sometimes called the four bases of power. But it's very helpful to have those in mind. But in a way, the vimamsa is really crucial. It's kind of, in a sense, almost more important than the others, because it's how do you use what you've learned from the actions that you've taken and the things that you've done. If you don't follow that up with learning and being guided by what the results are, you can kind of drive very vigorously down the wrong road and not notice, you're not reading the signs that say, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to go to London, why are the signs saying Manchester? You can just keep going a long way down the wrong road. And so the vimamsa is that reviewing. And it takes a lot of honesty with respect to that. You know, I might have put a lot of effort into this, or I might have thought it was a great idea, but what really is the result? To be true to oneself, and rather than how you wanted it to be or how you think it should be, like what actually happened? How did it work? What was the result? So then that vimamsa is the way that intentions and actions are then able to be guided in a fruitful way in an ongoing fashion.